Beloved creator of all that is, we are witnessing your divine process of house cleaning as we see our familiar constructs declining, being destructed, falling apart, torn down. The gradual elimination of those constructs renders them dysfunctional, then broken, then no longer visible as we continue envisioning and recreating the future that we see and are working for. We are the people of the future we are creating by our awareness and dedication to a better world. We are bolstered by our dedication and awareness to the creator energy that pumps through our veins. We see a better world for our beautiful progeny, these innocent and wise children who are closer to the freshness of creation than what society has for them. Our vision is that our children will be able to retain that fresh connection to spirit and that from which they newly arrive, that soon they are to walk and play freely without fear of being snatched or snared into thoughts created by a sordid world. May we raise our children in consciousness. As we raise our consciousness, we raise the world. In great gratitude, we thank you, Yahweh, for our singular and combined parts in all that it is. Let it be so, and so it is.
Hello, my name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I have an invitation to read. I sent this invitation out to 384 people today. Some of them may be persons, but they're all supposed to be people. In any case, the title is An Invitation to Return to a Constitutional Republican Form of Government this year, 2023. Greetings. Please extend this invitation to those you know that I have missed. Let's do it. As men and women with our progeny on the land and soil without ruler and subjects, the goal is to return to a constitutional republican form of government in the de jure original jurisdiction found after Oregon became the last 33rd of the several states of the United States of America and before South Carolina seceded from the Confederation and Perpetual Union. This year, 2023, in Philadelphia. I like August and be home by harvest time. Whatever you claim, be prepared to provide supporting evidence. We are the Provisional De Jure Government on Oregon, aka Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution. And the United States of America's apostrophe S Constitution Amendment 10127, Article 3, et alia, circa 1859. Oregon Statewide, aka Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, semicolon. Signed, sealed, stamped, witnessed with proof of service, and acquiesced to and defaulted on by the U.S. DOJ, the FBI, the U.S. Marshal Services, the United States Marine Corps, Department of Defense, the State of Oregon, a.k.a. all caps State of Oregon, apostrophe S, Executive, Legislative, Judiciary, and 36 Sheriffs, all published and without rebuttal on www.orsja.org. Our bona fides are in order. What took us four years, you can do and be lawfully accomplished by any state, commonwealth, or territory in the de facto in 30 days and 21 days in the de jure. Your state, commonwealth, or territories, apostrophe S, provisional governments, apostrophe S, paperwork, using our procedure requires 15 hours of work, 5 or 6 people, $50 in postage, $40 for a seal, and your paperwork is complete without rebuttal. If you get a rebuttal, extremely doubtful, we will deal with it together. We have a civilian court of record, a grand jury, a trial jury pool. We have implemented Ex parte Milligan and nullified martial law, Lieber Code, and FEMA. We have held 5 grand jury hearings and found presentments and true bills. We have had 5 Article 3, 1 Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction found in our Amendment 7 court, whose jury verdict has no appeal in fact. With full faith and credit, we offer that court to you. This is in living testimony in the form of an affidavit of truth by me. I am known as one of the people, clerk of the Civilian Court of Record of the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, Ron Vroman, the common man, private, Ronald Charles Vroman, in cursive on my birth certificate, and as trustee to the Private Membership Association, Ronald Charles Vroman, in all caps, the straw man, also known as Ronald Charles Vroman, private attorney general, by the United States Congress, 42 U.S.C. 1988 and 18 U.S.C. 1510 and 18 U.S.C. 1512, to be known as one of the people, also qualified criminal investigator and federal witness, and by living testimony without rebuttal, status identified and without rebuttal, in the City of Beaverton Public Record, Beaverton Municipal Court, United States Federal District Court, Portland, Oregon, United States Navy Veteran, 515-9365, discharged. The flesh, blood, soul, body, mind, spirit, a man on Oregon, an Oregonian, a continuous traveler, a non-U.S. citizen, born August 14, 1938, Reno, Nevada, with 2 ancestors, a father and son, direct bloodline, that fought for New York in our revolution. My mother's father, Stockwell Gonzalez, 1786, New Mexico. General delivery, Beaverton, Oregon, (97005), and that's brackets, not parentheses, 503-641-8375, Ron Vroman, 38@gmail.com. With full faith and credit, governing law is established in this document at this time to be Declaration of Independence, Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, Oregon _S, Original Constitution circa 1859, and the United States of America's _S Constitution circa 1859. ORCP 20A, Clearfield Doctrine, Accardi Doctrine, Ex parte Young, Ex parte Milligan, McCarran-Walters Act, 1952, Judiciary Act, 1789, Section 32, Judgment Nil Hil Dicit, all are specifically called into this document. They are all governing law, which must be accepted. The current 13th and 14th Amendments are bogus and must be rejected. Take heed of the Blackstone commentaries. The DOJ is agent to the entity responsible for the enumerated requirements of Article 3, the one Supreme Court that must claim original jurisdiction. To be a court, I would consider to have jurisdiction when found in conjunction with Amendment 7, that court. The DOJ has failed miserably in their responsibilities. We must do it ourselves. We define the words we use. We decide our method of communication. This communique is not intended to mislead, defraud, deceive, or threaten in any way, and is submitted with good faith and clean hands. I do lawful, not legal, and this is my best effort. I close with love, peace, harmony, and a prayer. A U.S. Marshal determined that my prayer was not a threat. Then he reneged on his word, which was only good one time. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. On Oregon, without the state of Oregon, aka all caps state of Oregon, within the United States of America, the constitutional Republican form of government. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car. And he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air. And I fought. I swear to God. Just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead. And then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.